continuing with the fourth question that will be asked on the day of Qiyamah about how the person spent his wealth. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will speak to everyone in such a way that there will be no translator between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or any curtain veiling him. A person will look to his left and right and see nothing but deeds, good or bad, which he had done in this world, and he will look in front of him and see nothing but the blazing fire of Jahannam. So protect yourselves from the fire of Jahannam by giving sadaqah, which is the best protection against the fire of Jahannam, even though it should be with half a date. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Jannah was shown to me, and I saw that those on high positions in Jannah were the poor from the Muhajireen. There were a few wealthy people and a few women in Jannah. I was told that the rich were still answering for their wealth at the gates of Jannah, and the women had been delayed because of their love for gold and silver. Hadith Sharif says, I stood at the doors of Jannah and I saw that most of those who entered it were the poor, the rich being busy with reckoning. I stood at the gates of Jahannam and saw that most of those who entered it were the women. Another Hadith Sharif says that there are two things which man fears, but both of them are good for him. He fears death, though death saves him from problems and temptations, and he fears a decrease in wealth, though the less he has, the easier the reckoning on the day of Qiyamah. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and he said, last night Jannah was shown to me and I saw your positions in it. He turned to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu and said, I saw a person who, to whichever gate of Jannah he went, he was welcomed with the greetings of Marhaba, Marhaba, most welcome. For each good deed there is a special gate in Jannah. Since all the gates were welcoming him, it shows that he had done all the good deeds very well. Salman radiallahu anhu said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person must be a very pious person, higher than everybody else. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it was Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Then he turned to Umar radiallahu anhu and said, I saw a palace in Jannah built with one brilliant white pearl decorated with rubies. I asked whose palace it was, and I was told that it belonged to a young man of the Quraysh tribe. I thought that such a brilliant and magnificent palace must be mine, because I am the leader of all the Rasuls. I was about to enter the palace when I was told that it belonged to Umar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then told them about the positions in Jannah of Uthman radiallahu anhu, Ali radiallahu anhu, and many other Sahaba radiallahu anhum. After this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned to Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu and said, of all my Sahaba, you came to join me after much delay, and I felt afraid that you might have failed. When you did come at last, I saw that you were wet with perspiration. When I asked you why it had taken you so long, you said that you had been busy answering for all your wealth. You were questioned about how you had earned your wealth and how you spent it. Hearing this, Abdul Rahman radiallahu anhu burst into tears and said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, last night I received a caravan of 100 camel loads with goods. I give all these goods as sadaqah for distribution among the orphans and poor people of Medina Munawwara. I hope that because of this sadaqah, Allah Ta'ala will give me an easy reckoning. SubhanAllah.